I'll take a look at the readings at the beginning of the week and just sort of pray with them throughout the week, taking different times and different experiences and different contexts to sort of digest the readings. And this week, as I was praying with the readings, my initial thought was to preach about this idea of being called by Christ. In the first reading, we hear about young Samuel, who is being awoken in the middle of the night while he's sleeping, hearing a voice but not knowing who that voice is. And it's not until Eli counsels him and Eli recognizes, perhaps it's the Lord, let me give Samuel some advice about how to respond to that. And then in tonight's gospel, there's a story of John the Baptist pointing out Jesus and proclaiming him to be the Lamb of God. And immediately, a couple of people recognize that and follow him. And in following him, they go out and bring other people to Jesus. So this idea of call was a very powerful sort of theme for me in these readings. But as is typical, which is why I don't write my homilies, because as I pray through the week, different things happen. And something happened today that I think is kind of a profound thing that I wanted to share with you and talk about. Some of you may have heard it. If you're a news junkie like I am, that's how I found out about it. But this morning in Hawaii at 8:08 their time, which is about 1:08 our time, if you have a smartphone and your smartphone is set to receive emergency alerts, this was an emergency alert that went out to all of the people in Hawaii. Emergency alert. Ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii. Seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill. Imagine getting that emergency text on your phone first thing in the morning. Now, fortunately, this was a blunder because of human error. But what was profound to me about this is this idea that we do live in a dangerous, broken world. And to me, it reminded me of when I was younger and that idea of a nuclear threat was still very much real. Up until the end of the Cold War, we were more cognizant of the reality of what nuclear war would mean to us. But since the end of the Cold War, or the alleged end of the Cold War, we've fallen asleep. We've gone back to bed about being cognizant of the threat that is very real in our world. The threat of war, the threat of destruction, the threat of hatred. And so I want to preach a little bit tonight about this idea of being called by Christ. If we look at these readings, after Samuel recognized and responded to God's call, he began to act differently. He did things differently. He learned. He put himself in favor with God. He changed. James and John and Simon, once they had an encounter with Christ, they did things differently. They behaved differently. They aligned themselves with the mission of Christ. We can't afford to go back to bed. We have all been baptized in Christ Jesus. And it's our mission now to take on that person of Christ and to live as Christ calls us to live,
Most especially because we live in such a crazy, broken world. It's up to us. We have the opportunity to participate in the transformation of this world, to set this world right again, because that is the purpose of Christ's coming. And I think that our call as Christians, while it is costly, because people will ridicule us, people will make fun of us, people will not listen to us, but our fundamental call is a simple one. It's a call to love. And it's a call, like John the Baptist, to be people who point to Christ. That's our mission. That's why we come here, because this place gives us the opportunity to orient ourselves to Christ. But we can't stop here. We can't let this be just a selfish act of fulfillment of grace. We have to take the grace with us outside of here. We have a broken world that we're called to help transform. Now, I'm not suggesting that we're all called to be messiahs, but what we are called to do is to point to Christ, to point to love. And how do we do that? We can do it quietly, or we can do it in a way that's famous. But no matter how we do it, that's our call. And we come here to be strengthened in that call. In a few short minutes, Father Bob is going to hold aloft the Eucharist. And he's going to say, "Behold the Lamb of God." Our response is to recognize our brokenness, but to come forward anyway. To come forward courageously, to answer the invitation courageously, because Christ is not going to turn us away. Perhaps we have to learn how not to turn others away. Wake up. Emergency alert. Incoming love. This is not a drill.